We have been talking to contestants for the East Douglas by-election. We have a contestant in today. It's Kurt Buchholz, who's a businessman and a captain, best known perhaps for his profile on shipping matters, stood in the Douglas South by-election unsuccessfully, was a member of the Conservative Party, the CDU, in Germany, also spent, quote, a few months with Lib Van. Good morning, Captain Buchholz.
Yes, good morning.
You left Lib Van, why?
I thought that party politics is not the right thing for me, and it is not the right thing for the Isle of Man either.
And another candidate was chosen to contest the seat. Did it have anything to do with that?
No, it didn't.
Your manifesto speaks of getting us back on course. How far off course, in your estimate, is the Isle of Man?
Yeah, I think we are in the middle of a bad weather condition, and the economy is in distress. If we just look around, or if somebody drives to work this morning, just look at the roads. You see how bad the roads are. That's one of the immediate thing that springs to mind when you drive somewhere. Otherwise, companies are leaving the Isle of Man. So we're really in distress. We are clearly off course, as we say in shipping.
You use that phrase in your manifesto. Just looking at the manifesto you had for South Douglas, in your introduction to that, you were talking about things. In order to avoid disaster, you'd not put an incompetent or unqualified person in the cockpit of a plane or bridge of a ship. So what would happen if you allowed incompetent persons to run the country? Do you think there are incompetent people running this country?
I think when we look to the news that we received just recently, where people say we have wasted £250,000 here, we have to make three proposals to refurbish the prom, then so that means three U-turns as well. And I ask myself the question, do we not have people on the Isle of Man who can build a road that is 2 miles long on a flat piece of land here, which the prom is? So we have to invite people from the UK to give a consultants to give the government an information how to build 2 miles of road. And I think that's a clear indication of incompetency on the Isle of Man.
You underline the fact you had a higher education, and you underline the fact you feel higher education is important in a politician.
I think in general education is very important. A good education gives you the basis for life. And I'm surprised, by the way, that you are using my manifesto from Douglas South, which I never sent out to people to save money.
Because, well, obviously, it was a published document. It was giving of your views. And obviously, your views can't have changed that much. It's only been a few months.
Yeah, that's right. But I could have given you the new ones. That's what I mean.
I have the new one in front of me. Okay. I have both your manifestos.
Yeah, so I think a good education is a basis for the young generation to get into the business life. And learning by doing is not the same. Now, here on the Isle of Man, we see a lot of politicians who make decisions based on their experience on the Isle of Man. I think the Isle of Man and politics could benefit if you have somebody who has also international experience in business. Because a lot of the things we have to decide here is exactly the same what you do in business. You have to have the proper management. You have leadership in the government. We don't have leadership in the government. We don't have competence and we don't have international experience. I think all this comes together and puts us in this difficult situation.
Well, in your current manifesto, you do say politicians, the Isle of Man, will tell us the story of a striving economy, which one would expect they would do, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And then you go on to say we see damaged roads, we see empty shops, rundown city centres, etc. The facts are hardly a success story. Would you have expected the government actually to say, look, we're in serious trouble?
Yes, I think you have to be realistic. I mean, you can word information from your department or from your ministry in very nice words. You talk about all the time about world class. Just last week, we read something from the Minister of Economics who was talking about world-class tidal energy that they want to build in the north. Before we heard world-class TT series, we heard world-class capital. It's just world-class nonsense, I have to say, because when they announce this kind of things, they should it should be followed by some actions, and that doesn't happen.
You talk about the harbours, as you'd expect, because, of course, with your background, you describe the harbour as a bottleneck here in Douglas. Could you expand on that? What do you mean by that?
The harbour is a bottleneck in a certain way, because when we are talking here about the service to the Isle of Man, we always talk about the service from the Isle of Man to the UK or from the Isle of Man to Ireland. But the Isle of Man is in the middle between Ireland and the UK, and it could be linked into a service that goes across the Irish Sea. That means if this is the end point, like a cul-de-sac or a bottleneck. So then everything comes here and it ends here, but and you do not have enough traffic, but there's a lot of traffic that goes across.
You're in favour of reintroducing border controls. How stringent?
Yeah, absolutely. at the moment we can see, it's a hot topic at the moment. At the moment we can see that a lot of people come to Europe unregistered. And even in the UK, the government does not know who has entered the country. And I think this gives us an idea how difficult the situation is. There are a lot of unregistered and unknown people. We do not know who they are. We do not know what their intentions are. Luckily, we have a 30-mile stretch of water between us and Ireland and the UK. But still, to control these people who go on the ferry or on the plane is something that we could do.
But wouldn't across the water they reciprocate in England and Ireland and various other places and clamp down on us going across there and make us find life difficult?
No, I think it won't, because we can show our passports. It's just an ID control when you board the ship or when you board a plane. It's now already in place, but it should be linked to the immigration database, which is used in Manchester or Liverpool at the airport.
You say free parking for a limited time on Douglas Promenade to support shops. We have that already, don't we?
Yeah, we should have it in general. We should have free parking for a certain time. When people go shopping, let's say, give them 1 hour free parking, they can go do their shopping and go out.
But they have that already on the promenade and various other places.
Yeah, but we saw all these cash machines on the prom where they have to pay, and now they want to introduce something, and the government just has released the information that certain times will be free for parking. I think the first hour should be free in general on the prom.
And a major move, you suggest the amalgamation of, say, the Department of Economy and the Department of Infrastructure. Why?
Infrastructure is a basis for a good economy. If you do not have infrastructure or it is not working properly, you will not have business coming here. So business and economy go so close together, and it comes out of the same funds. You have to produce money to give money basically to the department that creates the infrastructure. And then the infrastructure is built and more economy comes over or more business comes over, producing more income to the government. That's what I mean. It goes so close together. They have the same interest, and it should be led by one person, and it should be led by a competent person, and it should be done sooner than later.
Captain Bukos, the 7 minutes have passed very quickly. Much in your manifesto. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That's Captain Kurt Buchholz, who is standing as a candidate in the election. The other candidates are Geraldine O'Neill, Kat Turner, Jonathan Jockin, John Cayley McBride, Claire Louise Betterson, and John Richard George Falk.